that's it for Counterspin for this week. Counterspin is produced by FAIR, the National Media Watch Group based in New York. If you missed part of today's show or you'd like to hear previous shows, you can find them on our website, FAIR.org. The website is also the place to show much-needed support for this show, if you are able and so inclined. The show's engineered by Alex Noyes. I'm Janine Jackson. Thanks for listening to Counterspin.
Yes, indeed. Talking about practice is on the way. We want to thank you, our listeners, for spending part of your evening with the nonsense it is we got going on around here. We also want to give a shout out to everyone who's about to donate. This is our pledge drive. We are an independently ran radio station, meaning we have no corporate overlords, and we rely heavily on our listening audience. Couple ways you can help us out here. You can visit kzfr.org and pledge on there. Get a sweet prize. You can call in. We have a group of volunteers right now waiting to take your call at 530-895-0131. You can also pledge or text pledge KZFR to 44321. And then Venmo at KZFR901. I know that many of our audience skews a little younger, so y'all are familiar with Venmo. So when you hit that Venmo at KZFR901, just put TBP in the subject line, and we'll get the proper credit for bringing y'all in. We are running a, we're doing a new giveaway for two new supporters. So if you've never supported before, you call in and this is your first time donating, you'll be entered in to win a prize where you can get two free tickets to six upcoming shows in 2024. I know the lineup, they're working on it now. But KZFR puts together some really great shows. So all sorts of stuff y'all could get in on. And again, it just helps. It helps out your community. That's what we're here for. Radio for the people, by the people. We are your people.
And we got a call already. Good for them.
I love that.
Love it. Love to have a call.
I love it. So whoever just called in,
thank you.
You're probably not listening because you're on the phone, but we appreciate you nonetheless, and we'll be sure to shout all of you who want your due credit. We'll be sure to shout all of you out. So thank you in advance to each and every one of you. We have the best listening base in the entire world.
Woo!
We also want to thank our friend Patrick Riley, a real estate professional with Century 21 Select, specializing in properties in Chico and Butte Meadows. Patrick is dedicated to helping buyers and sellers achieve their real estate goals with kind, quality service. Patrick can be reached at 530-588-6593. That's 530-588-6593. You can also find Patrick Riley on Facebook. Once again, it's Pledge Drive. Whatever you got, it's going to a good cause. Helps the radio station stay afloat here. Many ways to do so. KZFR.org, Venmo at KZFR901. And you can call and talk to a live human being, pick out a prize for yourself at 530-895-0131. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate y'all. We love y'all. Let's have a good show. TBP starts right now.
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
You know the drill. We are talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I'm your co-host, Drill Gilbert. Alongside me, our resident degenerate. If you got it, then spend it, because you can't take this money with you. Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
And of course, we have the hardworking Mac Daddy, 18-wheel driving, son of a gun, Statman Brett.
Yeah.
What's up, y'all? What's up?
What is good? It's good to have you back.
Good to be back. It was a long week last week, so I'm glad to be back and actually enjoy the Mondays.
Yeah, I hate sitting in your chair and producing and hosting at the same time.
I don't blame you. I get
so
that.
I am so thankful, and we give you a hard time around here. You are the team punching bag. When we have our own insecurities, we take it out on you. And I just got to tell you, I am so grateful for what you do. And it never becomes more apparent to me than when you're gone and I have to sit in that chair.
Well, that's usually what they say, is like you never really know what you got until they're gone.
Yeah, well.
That's so, true. That is
facts.
True.
But thank you. I really appreciate that. But this isn't a show about me. This is a show about the sports and this wonderful station, KZFR.
Yes, sir.
And we have a pledge drive going on as well. So.
That's right. We sure do. Again, pledge drive going on right now. Venmo at KZFR901. Call 530-895-0131. You hit KZFR.org. Listen, there's a lot going on in this world right now. A lot. We have multiple wars going on, which is just horrific.
But yes, we will not have a recession because the Phillies are not in the World Series.
That's
correct.
We will
be fine.
We're headed towards
great times.
Great economic times in the U.S., obviously, because we will
not see a Phillies.
We won't see the Phillies win the World Series.
Absolutely.
And so a recession, the impending recession, everyone who is worried about your money, you no longer have to. You go ahead and donate it all to us here at the station because you're going to be just fine. Because, again, when the Phillies win the World Series, the economy
tanks
every single time, and they're not winning. Matter of fact, Texas is playing Arizona in game 3 right now.
So no way they can win.
And the Phillies cannot win. This means we are headed to probably a boom, I would guess.
Yes.
Obviously, an economic boom is headed our way.
That $40,000 to $60,000 that you would have lost in your 401k, I'd say that there's a donation possibly somewhere along the lines within that. So, yeah.
Yeah, check your bank accounts, $5, $500, whatever you got. I believe we did $300 last time, so let's shoot for $400. I'll match up to $50 worth of donations.
I'll match that as well.
All right, so there you go.
Make it three.
So there's $150 right there.
There we go.
So we need $250 from the audience. That's all we're asking. For all this free entertainment, $250.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's easily done.
We should be able to do that.
Yes.
All right, so... let's not talk about the state of the world. That's not what we're here to do. We're here to entertain folks, give them something to be less depressed about. So let's talk about Messi winning his 8th Ballon d'Or, the first player ever to win 8, correct?
Yes, indeed.
Greatest of all time. He is officially the GOAT, I would have to say. That's still debatable?
Yeah.
It's still
That's just...
He's one of the GOATs.
He's one of the GOATs, 100%. That award is just a bunch of politics as well. But he did deserve every single one of them.
Yep.
And he's that player. He had a great year last year. I mean, Argentina did win the World Cup last year.
Yeah.
Or no, was it this year? No, last year.
What he did in the World Cup, the hat trick in the final. I mean, just unbelievable. And so just a quick aside, because Derek is not with us in studio, he'll call in to do his news segment because we got to get our breaking news. But, usually this would be Derek's stronghold, but he's not here. So we had to at least mention it because we probably will talk precious little soccer the rest of the way, unless Rudy's got something on soccer or you're betting soccer. Other than that, that's probably it.
Yeah. Chelsea sucks.
So you're not that
Man
into
City
it right now.
Beat down Manchester United over the weekend 3-0. So so that was pretty big for them. But Man U sucks too. So
Wrexham's at the top of their table, so that's
there's
a positive there. They're within promotion right now, the top three teams. So
let's go.
They'll go from, what is it, Euro 2 to Euro 1, which is one step below being in the Champions.
Let's go.
So that's right. They're getting close.
I love it. Well,
there's still a lot of season left to go, but man, it's real fun to be watching them right now.
They're spending money to do so, and that'd be pretty tight, dude. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, little bit of positivity to start the show. Let's get negative.
Let's bring it way down right now.
What the hell is going on with the Niners? What in God's name is happening right now? I just losses in a row. I'm not going to blame this on my wife, but I will say that ever since I got married, the Niners have not won a game.
She asked
me yesterday if I was going to divorce her because the Niners can't win, and I said
he was thinking about it.
To be determined. As of right now, no, it's too early on in the season. But we're gonna need a win, not only for my Niners fandom, but for the relationship.
Yeah, that's fair.
To save your marriage,
yeah,
and your soul, and
that's correct,
and your well being.
That's
as for me as well.
Yeah,
we're playing with no heart, no urgency. Ever since that beatdown that we did with the. Sorry, a cool dog just walked in. What's up, bud?
Hey. What's up, buddy?
What's up, I'm all good with this.
Ever since that beatdown of the Cowboys, we've just been downhill.
Yeah.
Our defense is, we have no defense. We can't stop the run. We can't. Every team that plays against us is having record days.
That's right.
Record days. The Bengals were the worst offensive team coming into this this week. And what happens?
We gave up 31 at home. Our defense has been absent.
No pressure at all.
I don't understand how we cannot get pressure. You bring over Hargrave to put him opposite Bosa.
Yeah, what has he done?
Getting some pressure, not opposite, but put him in that interior line thinking he could get some pressure up the middle. And, I mean, we cannot get a sack.
We can't even touch the damn quarterback.
I think we had one sack yesterday. I mean, it's unbelievable.
We had one sack.
Yeah.
Maybe it was. Yeah.
And you just paid Bosa all this money to go get the quarterback, and I don't understand what's going on, but it has been it's been depressing, to say the least, as a Niners fan.
Yeah, the defensive scheme is not there.
But we were 3-4 to start the season last year, to be fair.
Yeah.
The season before that, I believe we were 2-4 or something like that. So we're accustomed to slow starts.
We've been here before.
What we're not accustomed to is starting off fast.
5-0.
And then just pooping the bed for three straight games. So
yeah, and it just shows how much Debo does mean to our offense as well.
That's correct.
You know, everyone hates on him. He's not a true receiver. He's not this. He's not that. He can't run around. I was like, homie, he attracts attention.
Yeah.
And when he touches the ball, he does things.
Yeah, well, and Trent Williams being out.
Trent Williams as well.
He's probably our best player overall.
He's the best player in the league in my book.
Yeah, he's incredible. And to have him out certainly doesn't help the cause at all. But you can't put it all on injuries.
No.
You can't give up 31 at home to an offense that's been struggling.
Yeah.
All season long. And granted, Joe Burrow, with the coming off a bye week, had some time to heal. That calf did not look like an issue because he was just running up the middle on 3rd and 9 time and time again for 15 and 20 yards at a time.
And we can't tackle.
Yeah, it's just...
We're not playing good football, which is going back to the basics. Covering, getting pressure on the damn quarterback, and tackling. Easily, I don't even want to know how many missed tackles our defense has. It's unreal, and it's pathetic, it's embarrassing, and it's disgusting.
I love it.
I can't. I remember last year when I – no, 2 years ago when I wrote them off, you know, and then we played well. I'm like, okay, yeah, I did. I'm saying it again, dude. I'm not going to write them off.
Yeah.
Because I still have faith in the damn Niners.
Yeah.
Because I have to, because that's my team. But at the same time, we need to wake up, and we need to wake up now. And the bye week couldn't happen at a better time.
Agreed.
So real quick, we got some donations. Looks like Lynn from San Ramon, thank you.
San Ramon.
And, shout out to my mom.
Rod from, Statman Dad.
Shout out to
Statman Dad. Thank you guys.
What's our total right now? It's not updated.
It's not up. Okay, I was going to say, because it says 300. So.
No, that's the current show.
I think that's accurate. I think we are at 300. All right, sure? So we've reached our goal. Let's make the goal 500.
Well,
let's
plus our 150 right
That's
there.
That's what I'm saying.
So,
yeah, we need 50 bucks more, ladies and gentlemen. Call us up, text us, Hit up Venmo at KZFR901. We appreciate both Statman Dad and Lynn, my mother. Shouts to you. Woo-hoo. Thank you. Now we need some of y'all who listen each and every week and get all this free entertainment and send your questions in and tell us how much you love us.
Just $5, $10.
Put your money where your mouth is. $5 is great.
A dollar. That stuff adds up, man.
Let's do five.
Let's do five. Honestly, I'd imagine we have at least 100 listeners. Five
more than that.
Yeah.
Significantly more.
Like, but if each one puts down like 35,000, if each 35,000 puts down a buck, there you go.
Yeah.
Support of the show immensely.
Yep.
So,
yeah, there you have it. Vikings lose Kirk Cousins for the year, torn Achilles. Another quarterback goes down to a torn Achilles, which is just.
That's wild, dude.
It sucks. It's depressing.
Was that a turf field, too?
Yep.
There it is. Yeah.
Yep. I think.
No, it was in Green Bay.
Was it in Green Bay?
Oh, you're right.
It was in Green Bay. Yeah, it was.
Isn't that your team? Were you not watching football yesterday?
Yeah, Green Bay.
I had some wedding stuff I needed to take care of. Oh. So, yeah, I know.
I mean, it started, but now it's showing.
Funny. So funny.
Is your fiance getting...
She's a Saints fan, and she's getting... Oh, yeah,
really?
She had a good weekend. They won. They beat Indiana, still...
Is she annoyed with the amount of sports on right now because basketball just came back, NFL's going strong?
No, she loves sports.
Okay, good. Yeah, so, that's right. She is a big sports fan.
I married a good one. She enjoys her sports.
Marrying.
Yes, marrying. Sorry.
It's in the process.
Yeah, you're getting there.
I'm already ahead of myself now.
Yeah,
but
3 weeks out, bud. Still fiancé. We're almost here.
It's taken too long for me, but...
You guys have been engaged for like 5 months, okay?
Yeah.
Relax, dude.
We've known each other for 9 years. This is 9 years in the making.
Yeah, but it's only been 5 months.
You've been engaged for 5 months.
It feels like 10 years.
Enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah. The advice I would give is enjoy this moment because for the rest of your life, you call her your wife. But right now, it's exciting. It's fun. I know you're ready to get to the finish line. I can relate to that feeling. But just enjoy these next 3 weeks because once it's over, it's over. And then no one cares anymore. Then it's just your wife and no one cares. You get congratulations for about 2 weeks after and then that dries up.
Totally fine. I'm not a big fan of the attention. So it's just getting it over with.
The free drinks and the gifts are great, dude.
I would imagine.
Don't downplay it.
But
it's awesome.
But I never got any free drinks or anything for it. I didn't milk it. So.
We took you out to dinner, didn't we? We went to Fifth Street.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Okay, sorry. The one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyways.
You get one.
It's better than zero.
And then after the wedding, you'll get another one and then we're done.
Oh.
And then we move on.
Because, we still need to go out for years as well.
Lifetime of matrimony after that. So.
Absolutely.
Anyways. All right. Philly remixes the Tush Push over the weekend. The unstoppable Tush Push got stopped with a fumble.
It's about time, right?
It was self-created.
Still happened.
It did happen, and then they decided, okay, they know the Tush Push is coming. Now we're going to remix it. We're going to hand off to Swift, who got a touchdown. So now I don't know what we're going to do. It seems just I'm over Philly. I really am. I mean, good for Jalen Hurts and that whole – I'm over them.
I think we all are.
They're so good. I'm sick of it, especially when our Niners are playing the way they are. So we'll just move on. Will Levis gets the start over Tannehill yesterday down in Tennessee. Throws for 4 touchdown passes in one game. That is twice the amount of touchdown passes that Ryan Tannehill has thrown all season.
Yeah, and he came in like in the second quarter, if I'm not mistaken. He didn't start that game. He came in late.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, so he did that.
He did work in 3 quarters?
Yes.
That's
late in the first quarter.
He started that game.
Okay.
You're sure?
I'm pretty sure he didn't because they booed out homie that was in there before.
There's no stats for him at all.
You sure?
And I am looking at it right now. There are no stats for him at all. So if he came in, he did nothing. He didn't run. He didn't pass. He didn't do anything.
Handed the ball off? Because I know they booed him because they did the switch.
I'll double check, but...
Huh. Never mind then.
Yeah, if you could look it up.
Yeah, I'll look it up, but I'm not seeing any stats.
Anywho, regardless, four TDs.
Holy boy. Three of which to DeAndre Hopkins, who... one of the best in the league, one of the best sets of hands in the league.
He started.
He did?
He started.
Okay.
Will Levis did?
Yeah, Will Levis did.
So he gets his first start of his NFL career, shows out, and hopefully, I mean, that team, that offense was constipated, and I'm glad that they finally did something, because that was getting hard to watch. So be on the lookout for that. Tua is now 6-0 versus Belichick. The Dolphins continue to be impressive, in particular at home. They seem damn near unstoppable at home.
Especially at home, and especially teams that don't have a winning record.
Yep. Yeah, fair enough.
So just throwing that out there, but they look great, though.
They do look really good against crappy teams.
Yeah, all cylinders are firing on that team when they play bad teams.
Yep. Mahomes' flu game, absolutely killing me in fantasy. I still have a chance, but Mahomes twice this year. Just come on,
bro.
Get
some Broncos.
Against the worst team in the league,
and
perhaps.
And he can't even play, blame it on the weather either, because they play in Kansas City.
So they're in Denver.
No, I know, but it's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's used to playing in cold. Yeah, that's fair. We were supposed to get a snow game yesterday, which we did not, which was,
that was kind of
disappointing. NFL trade deadline is tomorrow. Are there any major moves that you think the Niners will make, or league-wide of note, where you could see a major player moving on to another team and helping them get over the hump? Oh, Malik Willis came in for a series.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
So he came in for a series, then he got booed out. So that's what I saw.
Okay. Gotcha.
Thank Malik you, Willis and Will Levis, it gets confusing.
Yeah.
Aside from the fact that they're different nationalities or races. One's a really tall white guy. One's a really tall black guy. They look very different. Names get confusing. They both, you know, it is what it is. Anyway, moving on. Trade deadline. You got anything on that?
I mean, the Seahawks just traded for Leonard Williams.
That's right.
The lineman from the Giants.
Yep.
Two draft picks. Well, he's a solid guy. That's about it. There's not really big moves. I'm hoping, praying to God, that the Niners are looking at the cornerback from the Bears. So hopefully they work out something. I can't think of his name on top of my head. I apologize about that. They told Derrick Henry he's not going anywhere, but anything could change in the next 24 hours.
Yep.
Let's see.
That's about it. I want the Niners to do something with
Jalen Johnson.
Jalen Johnson, yes.
There we go. I want the Niners to do something and the defensive secondary or on the line or both. I would love, they have 40 something million in cap space. I would love to see them go and try to get aggressive and get Brian Burns from the Carolina Panthers.
That would
put
be wild.
Him opposite Bosa and see if that can't get some pressures. If you can't do it with them, then we're running the wrong scheme, because those dudes are beasts. I would like them to try and find some solution in the secondary. But we'll see. We'll see. Usually the trade deadline, not all that exciting in the NFL, but the last year it's kind of picked up a little bit.
Yeah, last year we got CMC.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
So, which threw everyone out of left field.
Speaking of CMC, who is the MVP this season? I think it's the first season in a long time
that we
have a realistic chance of it not being a quarterback.
I hope so. I mean, Tyreek Hill already has 1,000 yards in 8 games, which is, I think, the fastest,
I believe so.
To reach that milestone. He's killing it. I mean, you have to throw in CMC as well.
CMC.
He's about to break the record, hopefully, knock on wood.
16 straight games with a touchdown. Then you got A.J. Brown, 6 straight games of 125 yards and a touchdown.
Wild. He's always been good, but this first time that he actually has a good quarterback that's throwing him the ball.
Yeah. I think the front runner for me would be Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
That defense or that offense is just, with him out there, it just, at times when they're clicking, it just seems unstoppable. And he's a total game breaker, and I love those guys. Every team wants to have one of those guys. You see how different. Obviously, Kansas City still looks really good besides this past weekend.
John says Goff or Tua for MVP.
Goff has to show up tonight, and then I'll respect that.
I mean, Goff, man.
He's played great all
he's
year.
He's played really well.
Except that beating against the Ravens. So that's just one bad game. But besides that, he has been throwing it all year.
He's been playing much better.
Yeah.
But that's grading on a Goff scale. Yeah.
Tua's a good pick. I like Tua.
Yeah,
but like we said earlier, they play great against bad teams.
Yeah, Yeah, they're going to have to get a couple big wins. They're going to Germany next week to play Kansas City, so that's a hell of a time to make your MVP case.
And thank you, NFL, for having the game of the week
at 6:30 in the morning Pacific
time. Thanks,
guys.
I appreciate it.
If you're looking to expand the game, solid move, having two great teams over there, but man, does it really screw everyone else?
I don't care about expanding the game. The game's already huge for anybody here. I see what you're saying.
If you're doing this, expand the game, perfect move, but for everyone in America,
it sucks for everyone else.
Yeah. It's awful because this was a game that everyone wanted to see.
Should be Sunday Night Football.
But especially after this week with what the Kansas City Chiefs did against the Broncos, I don't know if I want to watch that game anymore. I was super excited. Now I'm not too sure.
I mean, Mahomes had the flu, so, you know.
Yeah, you know who else had the flu and had a great game? Michael Jordan. Okay. I don't want to hear excuses.
All right, fair enough. real quick, just wanted to mention in baseball, there's not a ton to cover because the World Series is happening right now, so we can't really react to what's going on. We did this last week when we were updating scores. I don't think that's great radio. Series is tied 1-1 at the moment. What is the score in the game? Is it 3-0 Rangers?
It is 3-0 Rangers in the end of the third, so we're going to the top.
I just said I didn't want to update people, and then I just asked to update people.
And I gave you the answer.
So there you go. We'll see what happens. Hopefully we get another long series. Hopefully this goes 7. And hopefully the Rangers can pull it out, because I never want any other NL West team to do anything unless they're playing the Phillies. So there's that. I wanted to talk a little bit of hoops real quick, because the NBA is back. Just a couple observations. So far, Zion has looked great. The Warriors are actually in New Orleans tonight, playing as we speak. But Zion, I guess, finally took his health and conditioning seriously.
Yeah, he's looking good. He's putting up points. Yeah.
Which is always odd to say about a professional athlete, that, hey, they're finally serious about getting in shape. But it does appear that he did his thing this offseason. Denver, again, looks like the front runner, should be the front runner, should be favored. They look great. Jokic looks great. Jamal Murray looks great. That team's going to be a problem. And they, like I said, I do believe that they should be favored, not Phoenix, to come out of the West. Steph doing Steph things.
Especially the other night.
Man.
Against Houston.
Torched Dylan Brooks.
God, I hate that guy.
Absolutely torched him. Mentioned his reputation and kind of some of the things he said, about the Warriors in the past. And basically, the Warriors, King Petty, that's what they do. They're a petty team. They keep the receipts. I'm all good with it because I'm a fan of their team. And whatever you got to do to get yourself motivated. We all watched The Last Dance. Michael Jordan would straight up make things up just to be upset.
Just to be pissed off.
And get himself ready to play.
Zoned in.
Steph, again, looking great this season. Dame on the Bucks. That first game looked great. The last game, he only had 6 points. I think they'll figure that out as the season goes on. But to have another closer on that team that could hit threes, I think is going to make a huge difference.
Yeah, and he just got traded to the team, two, 3 weeks ago.
He didn't have a whole offseason with them and all that, so it's going to take him a minute. But, this season is just fascinating to me. Wemby looks just like we've ever seen before.
Dude, he's just too tall. It's too long.
Unbelievable what this man has, what he's becoming.
Jokic just said, he needs to put some weight on, obviously, and he probably will. Yeah, but he will. Even if he doesn't, he could shoot the three. He's long. He could guard every damn position if he wanted to.
Yeah.
And he's good.
Yeah.
He has a great skill set.
He's ridiculous.
I'm excited. You're excited. The whole league should be excited.
Yeah, that's right. The league's in good hands. I would like some Americans to be part of this next generation
of
superstars.
Europe is taking over.
But Europe is kind of taking over the sport, which, it is what it is.
And you know who else looks good? He's always been good, but Luka seems like he's on a mission.
Yeah. Yeah. And him and Kyrie, quite the team up there. So, we'll see. Kyrie is playing some great hoops, man. This is the best I've seen Kyrie play since, I would say, his Cleveland days. He had a little run there with Brooklyn, but it wasn't sustained long enough. We don't need to get into the whole Vax or no Vax situation.
Don't want to do that today.
We'll just keep it moving. I just want to say, how the hell is LeBron doing this at 38 years old, about to turn 39 in a month? What is going on, man?
I don't know, dude, but
39 minutes last night, 29 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists, 8 assists, something like that.
this whole new that he spends, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars on his body yearly. You know, it's paying off.
Yeah.
You know, cutting edge, like we're seeing Aaron Rodgers right now.
Right.
His strides with his Achilles.
Which is, I don't even understand.
Unreal, that. But yeah. It's out there. If you have the money, spend it on your body, obviously, because it's, A, LeBron is LeBron. Great.
And it's how you make your money.
Yes, exactly.
Protect your asset, which is your body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. LeBron famously spends over $1 million every offseason or every year. Yeah.
Throughout the year.
Yeah. To work on his body and stay healthy, stay in great shape. That guy is an absolute beast. 38 years old, dominating. Still, what is this Bronny creating drama with YouTube streamers? I haven't heard this story.
So, randomly on my TikTok, I follow this guy named Bradley Martin for he's a huge, huge dude, works out, gives me tips or whatnot. And he supposedly, Bronny slept with some YouTube streamer's girlfriend, or she slept with him, blah, blah, started this whole controversial thing. So I go, you know, head first. I'm like, okay, let me find out what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
5 minutes in, supposedly homegirl slept with Bronny while she was dating this famous YouTube kid.
Huh.
Forgot what his name was, but he looks like a 20-year-old nerd.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure he does great at his job or whatnot, but it just created this whole stirred the pot throughout the YouTubers, and I thought it was pretty funny. So if that's true, by all means, Bronny, you a dog, homie.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Little bit of gossip there.
Yeah,
from
TMZ
from
for
Rude
you.
Dog. I love it. Let's break. Once again, we want to thank all of you that have donated to the show. You called us out. Me, Rude Dog, and Statman Brad are all going to be donating $50 of our own to match your donations. You can donate right now at KZFR 901 on Venmo. Just put TBP in the subject line. You could call 530-895-0131. You could go online, kzfr.org, or you could text PLEDGE KZFR to 44321. Once again, call our people. We got some folks waiting for your phone calls. 530-895-0131. You get some sweet prizes. We have a bunch of cool giveaways. And if you're new and you've never donated before, this is a great opportunity. You'll automatically get enrolled for a drawing to win 2 tickets to 6 different upcoming shows next year for KZFR. So if you've never donated, again, tonight is a great opportunity to do that. So go on and do that. We want to give a shout out to our friends over at Quicksilver Courier Service. Established in 2010, Quicksilver Courier Service has the flexibility to provide a broad range of delivery services for private individuals as well as for legal, medical, and business professionals. Visit ChicoCourier.com for quality 24/7 delivery service. Thank you to our sponsors, and once again, thank you to you. Hit up kzfr.org, call 530-895-0131, talk to one of our wonderful volunteers waiting to take your phone calls. Venmo at kzfr901, put TBP in the subject line, or text PLEDGE KZFR to 44321. All right, moving on here. Should we go North State update? Should we go? I'm going to give this to you guys.
Let's go, Rude Dog. I want to make sure he's got his picks in. I don't want him to have a bad week.
All right, let's get Rude Dog out of the way here. And if you need some money so you could donate, listen to Rudy's gambling advice.
I've got to tell you, it's just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rudy.
I'm gambling again.
Another week, another dollar.
That's right.
Did pretty good last week in football. Hoping the Lions win. If you listened to the picks last week, I'm so far in 3 out of 3, waiting on the Lions to win. The Niners did Niner things. We're not going to go down that road.
No, we've already spent enough time.
I'm not going to bet the Niners ever again for the rest of the season.
I'd appreciate that.
Here we go. New week, new money. Let's go get it. I got the Chargers on the road at -3 against the Jets. It should be tough because Jets have a pretty good damn defense.
That defense is great, yeah.
But I think the Chargers woke up last night on Sunday Night Football against the Bears. So Chargers -3, and I hate doing this, but I have to do it. Eagles -3 against the Cowboys. I think it will be a close game, but I could see the Eagles winning by 7 on that.
Is it in Philly or Dallas?
It's in Philly.
It's in Philly, yeah.
Philly, and then last but not least, I got the over on the Chiefs Dolphins in London at 50 points.
Germany, Bayern Munich, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I believe they're playing in Bayern Munich Stadium.
Gotcha.
So that'll be cool.
Cool. So the over at 50 points.
All right.
It's at 50.5. I bought a half point. I would jump on that because I do believe it's going to go up. So get it while it's low. And new money, new week. Let's go get it, boys.
Let's get it. Speaking of getting it, we didn't get it last week because Stepman Brad is a hardworking man trying to pay for a wedding and a new life. So while he was out working, there's no North State update. But the North State update is back, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's do it!
He's got facts. He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State update.
Yes, we are getting very, very close to playoff time, ladies and gentlemen. Let's first start off with the women's soccer, as they are currently 11-5-1 overall this season, 6-3-1 in conference.
Damn.
As this past weekend, they faced off against San Francisco State and Monterey Bay. They took home the dubs in both of those. 2-1 victory over San Francisco State and a 1-0 victory over Monterey Bay.
Turn me up, sir.
There we go. Love to hear it. And they have one more game left this Thursday at home against Stanislaus State at 2 p.m. So if you want to check them out, head over there November 2nd, 2 p.m. for the women. Now going to men's soccer. They are currently ranked the number 5 team in the country right now.
What?
As listed.
Division 2, right?
For Division 2, yes. Yep. For Division 2, as listed by United Soccer Coaches Top 25. So the NCAA won't come out until the end of the season, but right now they're currently ranked 3 in the Super Region 4, which is your West region, which is shocking to see that they're ranked 4th, but also 5th overall. The whole rankings for the region, completely different than what the coaches' poll is. Again, polled by coaches, but regardless, the coaches look at it and see Chico State as number 5 in the country, which is huge props to them. They have worked their butt off for that. As this weekend, they faced off against San Francisco State, and they got the victory 2-1, and they faced off against the number 21 team in the country, Cal State Monterey Bay, and tied 1-1.
Who's the top 4?
Who's the top 4? Give me 1 second. So you have Franklin Pierce University, Midwest State University, University of Charleston, and then Cal State University, Los Angeles.
Oh, okay, so 2 Cali teams in the top 5.
And then, there's quite a bit. And let's go through they've had not a cupcake season, and they are 11-1-5 overall, 4-1-5 in conference.
Wow.
So they faced off against a number 9 Cal Poly Pomona. They tied them 2-2. They faced off against the number 25 Cal State San Bernardino. Beat them 1-0. They come back a couple weeks later. They face against number 8 Cal State LA. They take the loss there 1-0. But a solid game on that one. It was a close one. And they took on a number 21 Cal State Monterey Bay. Tied them 1-1. And all these teams they'll most likely be seeing in the CCAA tournament coming up this weekend, starting on Sunday first round.
Oh, wow. Let's go.
Yeah. It will be the higher seed gets the home field advantage, and then they head over to Arcata, Humboldt State, or Cal Poly Humboldt State now. So stupid. And they'll be playing the semifinals and finals over there if they advance after the first round. So no matter what, just from their rank, from where they're at. They're going to get a home game on Sunday, and then Friday of next week is the semifinals in Cal Poly Humboldt. So
love it.
Love to see that for them. Unfortunately, the women's volleyball is 4-14 overall, 1-13 in conference. Their end of their season is coming up. They faced off against the number 22 team, Cal Poly Pomona, and lost in three sets. Then took on Cal State San Marcos, got one, but lost in four. So they'll be playing this weekend against Cal Poly Humboldt and Sonoma State, both on the road. And now going quickly over here to prep football. It's the end of the season. PV beat Red Bluff 42-7 and Shasta 10-0 after that beatdown that Chico gave them. They are currently in the mix to be the number two team in the league. All they have to do is beat Foothill, a very tough Foothill, and Chico High. They faced them right after that Almond Bowl victory. They beat them 24-21. They came back and took on Shasta 49-21. They'll be facing off against Enterprise. Now, once again, those standings are real tight. Shasta.
Is that game at Enterprise or at Chico High?
That game will be at Enterprise.
Okay.
So,
do they have any home games left this season?
This is the last game. PV is the only one with a home game. They'll be at, Foothill will be at PV.
Okay.
This Friday.
Okay.
So, with the Eastern League, Chico, of course, number one right now with with a 4-0 in league, 8-1 overall. PV is 3-1 league and 6-3 overall. It'll be interesting to see how that goes with Foothill right behind. We'll see how the tiebreakers come out. If Foothill wins, both PV and Foothill will be 3-2. And if Shasta gets a victory, they'll also be 3-2. So it'll be interesting to see who gets that number two spot to go into playoffs. And Durham is getting close to ending their season. They are 1-7 overall, 0-4 in the Sacramento Valley League. And it is the last game will be this weekend against Live Oak.
All
they're
right.
going to be at home, so if you're in Durham and you want to support, head over to Durham and watch them face Live Oak, which they are 5-4 overall, 1-3 in the league. Both teams are in the very bottom of that league, so hopefully Durham can kind of come out on top and get a victory. So that is my North State update.
Very good, sir. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
It's nice to have that back. Should we get to some questions?
Absolutely.
All right. Once again, we do bad life advice questions. This is just a couple of bozos who have some life advice, sharing mostly bad advice with you all. But we actually got a follow-up from last week. So last week, Statman Brad, you were out. We had an individual young man write into us about quitting rooting for his team. Also want to give a shout-out to John real quick. Our boy John Lucan, he just donated via via Venmo, and so while you were doing your North State update, I made sure to get my donation in. We'll be sure to get all our donations in before the end of the show. But real quick here, so we had a listener write in, and basically he wanted to quit rooting for the Raiders. He said that his dad passed that down to him, and he kept it going, and it's just been bumming him out, and he wanted to know how to quit his team. And he's also got a baby on the way, and he doesn't want his baby to then also pick up rooting for the Raiders and have a lifetime of struggles. So our advice was stick with your team.
Yeah,
you know, these things are cyclical, and you want to be there after all this suffering. You want to be there when they finally break through and make another Super Bowl,
it's
make
the
a
best
playoff
feeling
run.
Ever.
It's the greatest feeling. I wouldn't know about a Super Bowl because I haven't experienced one in my adult life.
Neither. Yeah.
But as a child, it was great. But watching the Giants and the Warriors after years of just being in the gutter become dynastic teams was the greatest feeling as a sports fan I had. And so we said stick with your team and let your kid pick for themselves. So he wrote in, said, following up on quitting my team, TBP, I wanted to follow up on my email from last week. Thank you for the advice regarding quitting my fandom for the Raiders. I listened to the show with my wife, and she was in agreement. We will let our daughter decide what sports she's into and whether or not she wants to root for this group of losers in silver and black. I do not know how long the suffering will continue, but you are all right. How great it will feel once and if we finally win another Super Bowl. Continued excellence, my friends. And though Statman Brad was out last week, congrats on his upcoming nuptials. So thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
That's
yeah.
Clap.
Glad, yeah. Golf clap. Hey, we always appreciate the follow-up. So
yeah, that was cool.
Knowing you're listening, you got to hear your question read on air, and that it helped or didn't. We want to hear from you.
Yeah, either way, we'd love the
I mean, honestly, I prefer the it just blew up terribly in your face.
Yeah, those
I actually wouldn't prefer that. I'd prefer our advice actually helps people, but fair enough.
I mean, somebody's got to be the negative Nelly since Derek's gone.
Fine. That's fine. But, you know, I like to believe we're batting 1,000 on these. So speaking of batting 1,000, here's a question we get in a billion different forms all the time. But I thought this one was good enough, so I'm going to read it. Starting a new life. Hello, boys and girl from TBP. Oh, by the way, Aaron was out this week. I know she missed last week. She'll be back next week with a hockey update, so we're very excited to welcome her back.
Sorry, I was going to talk some about hockey, but it's all
puck
good.
Puck yeah.
It feels wrong hearing hockey.
Yeah, we need Derek to do it.
It feels wrong.
It's kind of a sad, messed up story, too.
Okay, all let's right. not do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Derek's thing.
All right, starting a new life. Hello, true. Boys and girl from TBP. I've been listening to your show now for the past 3 years, and it has become part of my routine every Monday after work. Thank you for the laughs. You're welcome. I recently went through a pretty ugly breakup with my girlfriend of 4 years. I will spare you the details, but it was a total gut punch that I am still recovering from. After the breakup, I decided that I would move from the Chico area down to San Diego since I work from home, and I've always wanted to live by the beach, and San Diego's always been on my radar.
Solid.
I have been here since the start of the summer, and I'm struggling to make new friends and meet women. After 4 long years in a relationship, I don't really know where to start. I even want a serious relationship at this moment, but I would like to meet some new people to spend my free time with. I'm 6'2", and have a pretty good paying job, so I thought it would be much easier to meet the opposite sex. Hey, you're in you are in rare air, my friend.
Yeah.
3% of this nation is males are above 6 feet and make over 100K. So if you're doing both of those, you're doing really well, my friend.
You're fine. It'll take
doing
some time.
Great, but the sad thing is a lot of women don't realize that. They don't realize that that's like the gold mine.
Well, he could be a total jerk.
Oh, yeah, completely.
His personality
But I'm talking about the 6'2 and the 100K. Yeah. Okay, they think like 250 is the pinnacle. It's like, no, 100K right now is the...
Also, ladies, if you're... You understand you're swimming in deep waters because you're wanting something 97% of women when polled said they wanted, and only 3% of men even qualify for that. So, you know... If you're a great dude, you're above 6 foot, and you make over 100K, I mean, yeah, you're a rare breed, my friend.
Yeah, I would probably, if you play sports, into sports, join a softball team.
Okay.
A kickball team.
Before we get to the advice, let's finish this, but I'm with you. I've struck up a few conversations with some women recently, and I've had mixed results. I've gone on a couple dates, but I am new to the dating app world. What would you suggest to not only meet women, but to start building new friendships? I recently signed up at a new gym and met a couple there that actually lives in my apartment. We are going out for drinks and Halloween.
Oh, nice.
Other than that, I've had a hard time meeting new people. Thank you for taking the time to read this. Even though I'm not local, I continue to listen to the show every week. Keep killing it.
So I'd say the one thing, I mean, I know I'm currently engaged, going to be married here soon, but before that, I was trying the whole online dating app. The one thing that I found success, I mean, thankfully it didn't work, but is know what you want, know who you are, and then don't settle for anything less. Like, if you're looking to have fun, that's great, but if you're actually looking for something serious, know those three things, and those will sift through really quick, and you'll be able to kind of siphon out who shouldn't be in your life and who should be in your life.
Yeah, 100%. And he has to find himself first.
Yep.
You have to make yourself happy before you know you. Because if you're not happy and you're not content with yourself, it's just going to make everything worse and harder for yourself.
And I've given this advice a million times because it's been given to me, and it's terrible advice because it seems absolutely useless in the moment. But you'll find it when you're no longer looking for it.
Yep.
As far
it
as
always happens,
it always happens that
way.
Every time,
every damn time.
So to Rudy's point, I agree. If you're into sports, join a kickball league, softball, something like that. That's a great way to meet
meet new people. If you're not into sports, and even if you are, here's another idea. Volunteer.
Yeah.
You can make a difference in your community. There's a lot of organizations that younger people in particular volunteer at. And if you, here's a double whammy, volunteer with animals. Girls love some animals. If you are looking, you could be a good guy. You could give back to your community, make a difference in the world, and meet some ladies.
Yeah.
And play with dogs and kittens and all that.
That's the ultimate dream right there.
I would highly recommend finding your local animal shelter and getting some volunteer hours in.
Or you're also next to the San Diego Zoo. I'm pretty sure there's volunteer opportunities over there as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's I would definitely look.
Possibilities are endless, especially in San Diego.
Yeah, there's women everywhere. There, just get involved with some stuff. That's the biggest thing. I think people have this impression that I just moved, I need to go to the bars and meet people. Yeah,
no.
I mean, okay, that could work.
Yes and no.
Yeah, it could work for sure. But going out solo and trying to meet people is not nearly as easy as it is. You're teed up when you're part of an organization, whether it's a team, whether it's a volunteer group, but I would highly recommend look into volunteering. It's going to make you feel good, and beyond that, there's going to be opportunities to meet other people. So, and again, ladies love animals. So,
yeah, and you're 6'2", homie. You're going to be just fine. It's going to take some time. Just keep on doing your thing, and you're going to be just fine, dude. Trust me.
Let's just do one more, because this one was a hangover from last week, but we never got to it, and I feel bad not getting around to these. And, Brad, don't go too far, because I'm going to need you in a second. I know you're going to, after you give your advice, you can make the call, okay?
My advice is one, all right.
So this one's wedding advice.
Here we go, all right.
Okay, that makes sense.
Hello, friends of TVP. I listen to you guys every Monday, especially when my stupid Chargers are playing Monday Night Football. I'd rather hear your banter than listen to my team disappoint me.
Wow.
Congrats to Jarrell on the wedding and Statman Brad on the upcoming wedding.
I cannot think of
a better group to ask this to ask for some wedding advice from. My wife is from Australia, so we're going to the Land Down Under in January for our wedding. Congratulations, by the way, man.
Absolutely.
What advice can you offer for any last-minute wedding planning and for the day of the wedding? This question is for everyone, not just the married peeps. Love the show. Keep killing it. So
last-minute wedding prep?
Yeah, you could do last-minute wedding prep because you're in the midst of that right now.
I mean, just make sure all of your stuff's checked off. And for me, is making sure that the fiance is okay and that supporting her and what she needs, because she knows a heck of a lot more than I do about what she wants for her wedding. I know it's our wedding, but at the same time, it's her wedding. At the same time, it's our wedding, but it's mainly her wedding.
Yeah.
So again, making sure that she feels supported in that is what I've been doing the most of right now in this last minute wedding prep, and seeing, hey, what do you need me to do? And just, if you don't know what to do, asking that and trying to pick out things that you need to help her with. That's what I've been doing. And if you have wedding coordinators, really lean on them.
Yep.
That's what we've been doing. And they have been absolutely phenomenal. So that's my suggestion.
I have one. It is what it is. You know, some problems can't be fixed, especially the day of or the day before, the days leading up to it. If it can't be fixed, don't be so pissed off. You know, mistakes do happen. Things happen. And we saw it firsthand at your wedding. I'm not going to get into details, but everyone had a blast.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so, best day of my life, but it wasn't without some bumps. And
it is what it is.
Yeah, my grams told me, or when we first got engaged, Steph asked my grandmother for advice for the wedding day, and she said, it's not going to be perfect, so don't expect it to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was fantastic advice, because we got married on her wedding day, and it was the best day of my life, but it did not go according to plan. My mother, who's very obviously single parent, I'm her only child, was not able to make the wedding, even though she flew all the way down to Mexico because there's some health stuff going on. So that was tough, but we rolled with it. We still had an amazing time. We put that to the side, and then we dealt with it the rest of the week. I went and saw her the morning of, so still made it happen. And then the advice I would give you just coming off the wedding is it's going to go by really, really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Stay present.
Mm-hmm.
Every second that you can, soak it up. Take pictures in your mind, remember the feeling, remember the conversations, remember the laughs, yep. remember the tears, remember the people that made it all the way down to Australia, in my case, Mexico, to celebrate us. Remember all of the, try to be there, because everything's going to start moving fast. You're going to start getting a little nervous right before the wedding. Just try and stay present with yep. your people. Try to, like I said, try to take some snapshots, mental snapshots in your brain of different moments, because they will last a lifetime. I mean, there's certainly a lot of funny things that happened, a lot of really powerful things that happened from different things friends said to me and different moments like that. So just try to stay present so you can hold on to those moments for a lifetime, because
enjoy the moment.
It's going to go by really, really fast. The wedding day is an absolute blur, and then it's over.
By, bro. Yep. 3 years, it flew by for me. I don't the next morning, oh, God.
But congrats to our listener
absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
And hit us up afterwards. Let us know how it goes. Do we have Derek there?
We have Derek.
All right. We are going to bring you some breaking news all the way from L.A. State area or the world.
Breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
All right. Derek Isamaki with the news. Derek?
That is right, y'all. The news. What's up, y'all?
Yo!
Hey, what up?
What up, dog?
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Great. Too
breaking
bad.
News. My breaking news today right now, all the way from L.A., is my teams don't suck. Cardinals, Panthers got a win. My Beverson Blues got 3 points. We're not bad, boys. We're not bad.
Oh,
shut up.
Hey, you know, if you got to beat Houston and to get your first dub of the season, whatever.
By all means, a win's a win, right?
Hey, I'm not gonna diss you for it. Enjoy it. Soak up the moment, my friend.
Oh, it's beautiful. We made C.J. Stroud realize, you know what? Bryce Young is better than you. We made the right choice. So suck it, Stroud. Bryce Young forever. I'm back on Panthers. We're all the way right now. Bryce Young's our future. We got nothing but good things coming our way now that we got our first dub, and I can't be more ecstatic.
All right, that's excellent. I appreciate the positivity, and that is breaking news. Especially,
we're not that bad.
Yeah,
we're not that bad.
You're not that bad. We're not that bad.
I mean, you don't want to go into a season without a win. That's just, you know, that's Detroit Lions territory. We don't want to enter that.
No. And now you don't.
So, yeah, we got our win. Feel good. Now we can just suck the rest of the time and give our first pick to Chicago.
The Bears are about to have the first and the second pick.
Yeah.
Man. That's going to be
first
wild.
First and second pick, man. Lucky them. The fact that we did this, I'm still baffled by all of that, and it just annoys me. That I don't even have that to look forward to. So all I have is this one victory.
Oh,
Derek?
That's why I'm a Panthers fan.
Oh, okay.
Got it. Well, listen, you enjoy the rest of your time in L.A. Give the family our best. We appreciate you taking time during your vacation to call and just let us know that it's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
All right, brother. Hey, safe travels, and we look forward to having you back next week.
Appreciate y'all. I'll see y'all soon.
Yes, sir.
Later, loser.
Later, bro. All right. So, update. Derek's team's not that bad.
No, not that bad.
I was trying to look up where. Can you pull up the table in the Premier League? I want to see where Everton is standing right now.
Yeah. So here they are.
Okay.
Everton currently is 15th.
Okay.
10 points.
Not that bad.
No, not that bad. The relegation line is at 5. So they're
2 games away.
They're 2 games away from it. But you know what?
I can't talk smack. Chelsea's right there with them.
Yeah. Man U's right there, just 5 points above. So it's really not much.
How many points does Chelsea have?
Chelsea. Oh, geez. 12. Yeah. It's not pretty either.
We suck, dude.
Yeah. So the fact that Tottenham's up there.
Tottenham's
doing really good.
That was a surprise.
That was a surprise.
Tottenham got rid of Henry Kane, and they're playing better.
Yeah,
which is weird.
I mean, the rest of them, Arsenal, Man City, Liverpool, they're not that surprising. Aston Villa is usually sitting in the middle. So, you're always going to have one that kind of like peaks up, and then most likely they'll drop down, and you'll see either Man U or Newcastle jump up in there. But
yeah,
we'll see. We'll see.
Once again, before we get out of here, I just want to give a shout out to my mother for donating, Statman Dad, the homie John, and everyone else that's donated. We appreciate y'all from the bottom of our hearts. We could not do this without you. We have the best listeners.
Straight up, man.
On the planet. Many of you are loyal, have been listening to for years, and we've become part of your Monday evenings. We just want to thank you for allowing us to share your Monday evenings and letting us be a part of it. So it's